Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me?
Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more. Because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. And no one can say it better than our leader, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. This that we are involved in and committed to has no future. We have to build our own. I want to apologize from the onset about last week. We did not have a show last week. Blog Talk Radio had some kind of problem. And it wasn't just us. It was other Blog Talk shows that didn't go last Thursday. And so we want to apologize. We know you, many of you hit us on Facebook and say, where's the show? I just want to let you know that shouldn't be happening again. And inshallah, it won't happen again. And we'll do our best on our end to make sure that we'll have a show every week, same time, same channel. As for tonight, our show is the show we were supposed to have last week. We're having our show, the panel discussion. And we're going to discuss, among other things, the show we had with our previous guest, Brother Farouk Hunter. And I see our Time to Leave founder, Dr. Rishdi Muhammad, is on, and I'm going to open his line. Assalamu alaikum, Dr.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir.
How you doing this evening?
So, I'm fine. Any other panelists on yet?
Not yet, but all praise due to Allah. Looks like we're going to have a show tonight.
Well, again, it's not our platform, and, you know, it's amazing how, you know, first we used to have radio, and then the stations got all bought up and controlled by a few broadcasters, so there's no individual content. And then they can control what's going to go on those platforms from one station, you know, one hub.
Yes, sir.
And all of this is to control the information that's getting to the people. And so on Facebook and other social media, they're using different algorithms to control so that nothing good goes viral and only vile stuff goes viral. We're in a continuation of the mind control techniques to people asleep and to keep us disunited. However, we continue to try to get the word out to whatever means that we can, because there are people who are listening to us and are making plans. There's a brother who just purchased some land in Terrell County.
Dr. Richard, we're having trouble hearing you, Doctor. They're messing with the calls as you speak. We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. And his brother, his family, they just bought some land in Terrell County. And I'm not going to mention his name because, you know, he did it on the quiet tip. And that's good. More people should do it on the quiet tip. But let me give you a tip. You better go ahead and do it because the land is cheap. And I'm going to show you an example. This brother got 1.5 acres of land for $6,500. Now,
wow.
You say, well, that may be a little steep. No, it's not. It's not steep considering. Well, of course, in the city, that's nothing. But in the countryside, you know, people try to get it for $3,000 or $4,000 per acre. But this piece of land, at first, was going for $12,000. For 1.5 acres, and the reason being is that it already has a well, and if you're out in the country, you got to have a well. Now, a well costs $5,000. I know because we just put one in a couple of years ago here at Muhammad Farms, a well, you know, for the house. Now, a well for irrigation is much bigger and costs more money, but just for the house, a well, about $5,000. Then you got to have a septic tank. Because you don't have sewer, so the septic tank that's going to be between $3,000 and $5,000 installed. All right, then you got to have electricity run to your property. Well, this piece of land has the well, it has the septic tank, and it has the electrical pole with the line already run to it. It's just a matter of you now bringing in your mobile home or building your dream home on this 1.5. Acre lot. Now, you know, this is how to go until we get together and build our own community, which we want to do in Terrell County. But there are pieces
right.
and spots that people can get now, and then, of course, as other people come down, you might be able to sell your spot or your house to somebody else and come into the community that we're going to build. Because we are going to build a community, but even if you don't move specifically in that piece of land, if you already have a home in Terrell County, then you're pretty close to the community to go back and forth to the mosques or the businesses that we're going to have or the schools, et cetera. And plus, eventually, we're going to take the whole county over anyway. And on that note, I'm not going to mention another brother who I just talked to yesterday who's going to run for mayor in a small town in one of the southern states. I'm not going to even mention what state it is.
But
sir. He's a mayor in his hometown. He's moved back to his hometown after 40 years, you know, going away to school and setting up a business. But he was able to move his business with him. And back home, and now after he's been there a couple of years, He sees there's a need for somebody with some backbone, so he could run for mayor. Now, you know, I'm threatening to run for head of the county commissioners next year here in Terrell County. So the minister mentioned something a couple of weeks ago up in Detroit at the NCOBRA meeting. He mentioned that Dr. Cashin, who's passed now, but he was a dental doctor and political activist in Alabama, had talked to the minister and said, "Brother Minister, we can take these states down south, for instance, Alabama, if the black people who used to live in Alabama but moved up north, if they would just come back, we would have enough political power, enough numbers to vote ourselves in the position of power and then begin to shift the money stream, the economic development out of the way." So the minister said that this may take us 50 years to do that, but that's what we're going to do. So what's already happening is the reverse underground railroad is already happening. People are moving back out of the big cities by the hundreds of thousands, moving back to the southeast. Many people say, well, what will be the 8 states? Well, you know Georgia's going to be one, and you know Alabama, you know Mississippi. Now, whether it's going to be South Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, don't know. North Carolina, don't know. Florida, no, it won't be Florida, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has warned us that because of the rising water, that most of Florida is going to be underwater. So, you know, he didn't advise Florida at all. So just think about the states that we used to dominate after coming out of slavery, and we actually purchased 16 million acres of land. In 5 of those states, we had more than 40% of the farms we had bought by 1910. And then they came and they burned us out, they lynched us out, they ran us out, they tricked us out by acting like they was going to accept us up north. Well, they did accept us up north to work in their factories and make them richer, and they gave us a piece of the pie for a minute, and then they took that out to China and India and South America and Mexico, took those jobs out, and left nothing in our community but McDonald's and Burger King and Kentucky Fried and to sell drugs on the corner or to sell our bodies if you're a girl. Well, boys too now. So they destroyed our hopes and dreams, and now we're stuck up in those cities with no jobs, and we got people trying to say, stay, we can rebuild it. Okay, fine, you do that. But that takes a lot of money for the infrastructure to fix the water, the sewers, the electric grid. The buildings are falling down. The foundations are weak. The water is rising. No, we need to come on back down south, come on back home, and we can build up the wasted cities down here. We left a lot of small towns and cities running up north. We can come back and rebuild them and even build new ones a lot cheaper than it would be to fix up those big cities. Let the Chinese do it. Hell, the Chinese want it. They got the money, got all the Americans' money. They got skills, and they got a lot of people. Let the Chinese have them big cities. We come on back down south, and we take this over before they find out about this and come on down here and take over. So let them have the Midwest and the big cities. We just want to have these 8 states down here. We'll trade new commerce with them. Ain't no problem with that. But we got to have our own. Because just like this blog talk, we got to be able to have our own communication direct with each other and set up our system of communication. And as long as we're going over his platforms, he can dominate, he can play games with those platforms to keep us divided and confused. So that's my opening statement for this evening. anybody yes, else sir. Come on yet? Any questions?
Not yet. They haven't come on yet. Remember, brothers and sisters, it hasn't changed yet. If you have a question or you want to make a statement, push that one and you will be recognized. I got a question regarding the last show we had with our guest, Brother Farouk, Dr. Vigie. What did you think about Brother Farouk's offer to black people here to go to Kazakhstan and get access to duty-free Chinese products and get access to an infrastructure to start a business, an international business?
Well, I think it's well worth a person's time to investigate it if that's what they're interested in. I think that is well worth the time to investigate it. But I don't like the way the brother put it, is that he don't want nothing but the cream of the cream. He don't want nothing but the very best. He don't want nothing but those who are, if I'm already a success over here, then, you know, I'll check you out, but it don't mean I'm going to move my thing over there if I'm already a success here. There's some people who are good at what they do, could be better if they had a chance to deal with a less racist kind of situation. So maybe going to those countries could be a benefit to them, even though they may not be the creme de la creme of all the creme de la cremes. I just didn't like that. So, I mean, if you don't want to personally advocate that they are the creme de la creme, if you just have to go over there on your own and make your own contacts, well, fine. But I just don't want people to be intimidated by that. And if they want to go over there to, what's the name of the country?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, if they want to go over there and check it out?
Yes, sir.
If they want to go over there and check it out for themselves, either through Farouk or on their own, it looks like it's, we got to try and look at different things. So I think that it may be a golden opportunity for somebody, but there are also golden opportunities down south if we would, in fact, organize the people who are coming back down south and begin to develop some contacts, develop some businesses, develop some ideas to turn into products. The problem we have is for 40 years, for 50 years, we were running after the acceptance into corporate America. And we thought that we had been accepted, and then we found out they moved the corporation offshore. Just recently, somebody sent me information about how the CIA is going into the historical black colleges to recruit. We know how wicked the CIA is. However, because we have no jobs for our young people, we send them off to college, but we don't have anything for them to do with those skills, and so they have to go to the highest bidder, put themselves on the auction block to the highest bidder, and it might be the CIA or the FBI or the military or Monsanto or Bayer. It may be those companies that are producing genetic weapons to destroy black people. But the person wants to make a good living so they can buy a fine home, and so there's no jobs in the black community that we can offer them. They can pay that type of salary, so they just sell their soul to the highest bidder, and hopefully the bunny will take care of their misgivings about what they're doing. But our running after acceptance into corporate America over the last 50 years, mm-hmm. Now we're looking, well, what can we do now? You know, so maybe you have to go to Kazakhstan or wherever it is, somebody else, someplace else, because we blew it over here. Well, maybe we can get together over here and try to make it work over here in our own territory. Yes, sir.
Yes, one thing I liked about what he said, and I have a different understanding, maybe I need to go back and look at it. He basically, what he said was his requirement was that whoever you are and whatever you do, you have to be excellent. And me and my wife had a conversation afterwards, and she was saying that being excellent does not necessarily describe your scale of what you do. You can be a one-person show making widgets out of your garage, but you're excellent at it. You know, and so with that, I think that's the main thing. I don't think you had to be college educated. And he said that because I asked him. You don't have to be college educated. You don't have to have a big budget. You don't have to have a whole bunch of customers. But he just said you have to be excellent. Because I got the impression that it's a startup opportunities. But on that same note, just like you were saying, that opportunity is here also. We're looking for people who are excellent at what they do. We don't really want, you know, if you're mediocre, you have to have the desire to be excellent. Is that right?
Well, you got to produce a good service or a product. If you don't produce a good service or product, ain't nobody gonna buy it. So yes, you do have to be excellent. You do have to be good at whatever you do. and even better, so that you can the bucks will go your way. I mean, nobody can pay for inferior product or service. Okay.
Right.
So yeah, if you want to, I think that his website was what was the name of it?
Freedom Nation.
All right, Freedom Nation dot what?
I think it's .com, freedomnation.com. Let me type it in
sure.
real quick.
Okay. Well, you can go to freedomnation.com and start communicating with that group and see if there's something in there for them to get involved with.
Actually,
you know,
I was incorrect.
I might want to go to Morocco.
freedomnation.me.
Okay, so I thought it was different. What's the last dot what?
Right. M-E.
Dot what?
M-E.
S-E? M-E?
M as in me. M-E as in me, myself and I.
M-E. Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So,
that's
yeah,
what I thought. Oh, okay.
M-E.
Okay. So, yeah, I would say go there, check it out, and then, you know, move out on what you think can benefit you, you know?
Right.
Yes,
yeah, back on that topic of excellence, you know, in my limited knowledge and the history of a lot of our communities, you know, the founders of the black communities, they had excellent work ethics. And if you were a carpenter, they were excellent in carpentry. If you were a brick mason, you were excellent at brick mason. And more importantly, they were excellent in terms of their character. And I think we need that more than if we're going to build a community. I think that's what we need more than anything else, people who have excellent character. And if you have excellent character, then you can develop excellence in other areas. And I think that's what we need in terms of building communities.
Well, if you don't have excellent character, people are not going to use your service or product anyway because they can't trust you. So, you know, you got to have – this is why self-improvement is the basis – for community development, because people don't want to be around people with bad character. They don't like being around people mm-hmm. that they can't trust. They don't want to be around people who are always trying to get over on them, who playing games with them, who you can't trust. And you can't do business with people that you can't trust. So one thing about our communities, the way they used to be, is that, you know, you knew who to trust. You know, call it word of mouth. People knew one another and knew the quality of the person's work and character. But now, because we are split up, we have to depend on intermediaries to determine a person's worth. So now we determine a person's worth based on the credentials that they have or the stuff that they have on their wall that certifies them. And so we don't know if they got it from a Cracker Barrel box or whether it's legit. Even the degrees. I mean, I joined the Black Farmers Movement in 1997. They asked me to help out. And at that time, I was the only doctor in the movement. But now there's a whole bunch of people calling themselves Dr. This, Dr. This, Dr. That. You know, okay, that's cool. If you actually went on and got a real degree, or you just got an honorary degree and calling yourself a doctor just because you want to be seen as knowing what you're talking about or what you're doing. So, again, people will know you based on your character, but now people know you based on some degree that bestowed upon you by somebody who they don't even know the quality of the degree which is bestowed or if it's a real degree. So we really got to get back into developing character and judging character and being able to pick up on somebody who ain't got no character and then keep that person at a distance. I don't care what they may call themselves. Once you see that they you can't trust them or that their word is not bond, that means that they can't even trust their own self. Once you see that, then you need to stay away from them because they ain't nothing but trouble going downhill. However, what we're trying to build in the Ministry of Agriculture over the years and now on the Time to Leave and a community, we want to attract people who are serious about living a Muslim lifestyle where their word is bond, you know, where I can trust my wife and children, my money, my car, and my house around Muslims, and I don't have to worry about somebody trying to take something from me. So that's and it's unfortunate that we don't seem to feel that way as a whole, because we're not pushing to build Muslim communities. We are pushing here, but all this time has passed since the Million Man March, and we have not pushed, even though the minister has said that we should push developing communities. We don't see it on the ground because many of us are so busy trying to get our own, get that lifestyle. You know, I just did a new poem, a little short poem. It's called hurry up, get that lifestyle. Hurry up, get that wall. Hurry up, get that lifestyle. Hurry up, get that wall. Because that's what's happening to us. We're trying to live a lifestyle that's beyond us, and we're rushing and running, and we hit that wall, and we lose everything, and maybe even including our life.
Wow. Well, brother and sister,
so, yeah,
what do you think about that?
Character is necessary.
Praise be to Allah. Well, brothers and sisters, do you have any comments or questions on what any of us have said regarding anything on the topics we're talking about? If you think character is important, if you think that's a requirement for building community, if you think it's overrated, I don't think that's the case, but whatever comments you have, or you have questions, you have a situation that is affecting you, you want to move and you want to get advice on that, now's the time to push the one you dial, and we will be happy to lend what we know with our based on our experience. Yes, sir.
Okay, well,
so Allah
somebody,
willing.
You know,
yes, sir.
Somebody asked me on my Facebook page, do we have a manual for separation? Well, we might have a manual for separation because there's never been a situation where 400 years of enslavement and then a whole nation wants to separate from out from underneath the nation that captured them. That's new. There's no book on that. But we do have a book on people who want to make a move to down here to Broadwood. What's the name of the book, brother? That y'all developed?
The book is called
The Manual.
It is Time to Leave: Separation Preparation, a Helpful Workbook. We don't call it a manual. We call it a helpful workbook.
Okay. So, and where can they get it at?
You can order the book at timetoleave.us. That's our website, Time to Leave, all spelled out, timetoleave.us. And go to products, and you'll see our products there, one of which is the book, It is Time to Leave. Very helpful book. So we've got some good reviews. People who purchased the book have given us pretty good reviews by the grace of Allah.
Yep. I think that, you know, it really lays out the mental process that you got to go through. And like you said, people have bought the book, they're studying the book, and this brother who just actually bought this land are working it out, you know, to make a major move like that. You know, the whole family got to be involved, and you got other issues that you got to work through. It ain't something that you just jump up and just do. You know, I've had that to happen. I've had brothers just to come to the farm and got, you know, I want to work, and then I tried them out, but when they realized how hard the work is, then they started finding problems with the work and with me, because, you know, they didn't want to work that hard. It's too hot and everything, and the pay ain't right and all this other type of thing. I had one brother. We were trying to grow navy beans, and we had to clean the beans, you know, carefully, because there'd be spots from insect bites, because we didn't use insecticides. So even after we harvested the beans, we still had to pick through the beans before we could, you know, cook the beans. But this brother just got some navy beans right out of the basket that hadn't been cleaned yet. You know, the bad beans hadn't been taken out. he gonna put them right on the stove and cook them, and then eat them. I said, man, you out of here. I'm gonna pay for your bus ticket because you about crazy, and you ain't gonna die out here and blame it on the nation. Okay, but again, you got to have you got to have a stable. We don't want no. Okay, all of us are crazy a little bit, but we can't handle the real crazy. Like I said, that brother will take beans that had not been picked through yet. He didn't even wash them. He just put water on them and started boiling them. You know what I mean?
What could be on the bean? What's so bad about the bad bean that can hurt you?
Well, it's number one. Like I said, he didn't even wash them. When you take them out, when you picking something right out the field, and it has trash in it from the weeds, the other pieces of trash from the weeds, and you have to clean that stuff. So it may not have killed him, and it didn't. But when I saw him do that, I realized that sooner or later he gonna do something so stupid that it will kill him. The point is, no fool would take beans that you can see are discolored, that you can see has trash from the weeds, pieces of the weeds in it, and you don't clean it, and then with any bean, nobody buys beans and just cook them. You first wash them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then you cook them. So somebody who go do that, it's not a matter of whether it's going to kill him or not. It's a matter of he's a fool, and eventually he going to get himself killed out here because it's dangerous. When I first got here, I noticed that a lot of people had things missing, like fingers and arms and things like that. And then I realized, man, it's dangerous out here because this equipment will catch you and tear you up if you're not paying attention. So when that brother did that, it let me know that he was not stable mentally, okay? Common sense. So, yeah, we don't need people who don't have common sense coming down here. And maybe that's why people don't separate, because they do realize that they've been dumbed down to a point where they stupid as hell and ain't got no common sense. They make so many errors in their life, they really feel incompetent to be able to make it on their own because they make so many mistakes all the time. And we say in the nation, errors do not exist. Mistakes do not exist, meaning what? That you correct them. But when you live in a soft environment, well, like your plumbing go out, you just call somebody to fix it. Your electricity go out, you call somebody to fix it. You don't know how to do nothing. Your car, you call somebody to fix it. You don't know how to do nothing except get on the bus or get in the cab and go to the job and do what they tell you to do at the job, take your money, and then go buy everything you need at a different type of stores, and you don't have any confidence that you could do anything for yourself. So now when they hear the word separation, they get scared because they figure they can't make it because they don't have no skills. And this is one of the things that's talked about in y'all manual or workbook, is that, you all make sure that you and your wife develop a skill set before you came here so that you can develop a means of income, a skill set. So you got to learn how to do something, if not excellent, at least something. But our people have been dumbed down. When I was going to school, you had shop, you had plumbing, you had auto repair in high school.
Right.
So even if you did not go to college, or even if you did go to college, you would know how to do something. But now they come out don't know how to do nothing. And that's by design, to cripple us so that we will be afraid to leave Massa. We're the ones who taught him how to grow food. We're the ones who taught him how to build a home for himself. We're the ones who came down here and built these mansions. As slaves built these mansions for Massa, we did this for him, and now he's dumbed us down where we can't do anything for ourselves, and now we got to depend on him for everything. And so he is poisoning us through the water, through the air, and through our food, and we are the ones who taught him how to cook, taught him how to raise food. He didn't know how to grow food. He was killing the animals and eating insects in the hills, in the caves. He didn't know how to grow no food, and we had to teach him how to grow food, how to cook food, how to cook his meat. He was eating it raw like the dog. Okay? Now, we did that, and now he got us to the point that we don't even want to cook no more. We're going to get fake meat. He's telling us that it's fake, and we're going to get it anyway. That is how dumbed down and completely backwards he's made us as a people. So we're looking for people who want to go forward, who are going to try to learn how to not to be backwards. But if some of us are so embarrassed by our lack of knowledge that we are don't even let nobody know, so we don't want to take a class in nothing to let nobody know that we don't know that. We want to act like we know everything and don't want to take a class, don't want nobody to teach us nothing, and yet you don't know nothing. You know, I know that my words are tough and hard, but it's the reality. Our poor people have been dumbed down over the last 40 years to the point that we don't know how to do nothing for ourselves. We got to go get everything from the system and then sell ourselves to the system for whatever price they're willing to pay us. So we just like it. We were in slavery, you know, on the auction block. Mm. Even the entertainers and ball players on the auction block. How much you going to pay me for this? How much you going to pay me for jumping through a hoop? How much you going to pay me for hitting this other brother upside the head? All right? That's what we have been reduced to. How much you going to pay me to sing and dance for you, to entertain you, to make you laugh? That's slavery. And then we get the money, we take it and give it all back. We're proud that we bought a $25 million house that wasn't worth but a million, but it was in our neighborhood, and we wanted to be with them where they is, and so we have spent $25 million of the money that we got by prostituting ourselves. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. You let the God of the universe, the masters of civilization, they gonna punk you out, pimp you out, and then you go and give it all back to them. Pitiful.
And this is a time to where we can literally, there's no time than now where it's not, it's easier for us to learn just about anything we want to learn. At least get a good introduction to it. You know, you can, right in the comfort of our home, we can learn whatever we want to learn, and then just learn enough to go out and practice it. And then once you practice it, you can get your work
right
toward excellence.
In other words, you talk about YouTube University.
YouTube University, yep, internet. Yep, people are showing you how to do anything.
Yep.
You get a good introduction to it, and then once you get that introduction, you can go out and practice it, and then you can go out and refine it, and now you got a skill before you even head this way.
Well, you know, I use YouTube to fix the latch on my Toyota Sequoia. We got two of them, and both of them there's a defect with the back latch that opens the rear door, the rear hatchback. Now, I went on the internet and I fixed my wife's based on that design, but it has a little kink to it. Today, we and my worker, we figured out another way to do it, and it's so good and easy and slick. I was gonna put it on the internet, but I said no. I ain't gonna get no money for it. I'm just gonna look around for somebody who wanna sell this series SUV cheap. Cause I know what the problem is. In other words, that's a problem from 2001 through 2006. So any Sequoia gonna have that problem, and therefore it may be up on the block for sale because everybody knows it's got a problem, and you wind up, you know, fixing that, putting a new handle about every 2 years. And so people say, I ain't gonna do it. Well, I know a way So I just get the Sequoia, and I put my new invention in there, and bam, I got her done, got her fixed. It is so simple. I show it to you, Brother Carl.
Is it
something completely new?
Is it something you can package? Could you package it and sell it?
No. It's just a modification. This is not one of them you can do that.
You can't just take a wire or something and a new wire and ball it up and put it in a box and say this is the repair kit with some screws.
I think about that. But you know, I again, the reason why people come up with inventions and then sell it, then just sell the patent to somebody else, is that when you talk about trying to go into manufacturing of something and getting it distributed, getting it advertised, that's a whole nother phase. My major issue right now is value added of food.
Mm-hmm.
Other words, since we have this farm and we produce some food, I'm interested in developing value added products from that. That's a sideline that maybe somebody who comes into the farm, we can show them that little trick and they can look in turn
right.
and they can making a living out of that. But I got a concern with the farm. There's a lot of stuff that we invent out here, okay, that eventually could be turned into a product, but that's a whole different line of expertise and money and time. Somebody spend the time to design it, to make the prototype, to try to get a patent on it, then to get it manufacturing, and then get it distributed. Now, we're going to do something in the near future on that, but I can't do everything. So that one on the car fix on the Sequoia, I'm not looking to try to make that a business at this time.
Okay,
but
yes,
it
sir.
Is so slick. I show it to you, man. You go have to give me. I show it to Sister Annie. She wouldn't give me a good hand clap, but I made a hand clap anyway. So I'm gonna try to fix hers next, inshallah. But one thing about it,
I went to YouTube. Yes, sir.
But you don't have no problem with yours though, right? Your hatchback.
No, mine's a different.
Mine's
a different model.
Okay. Well, if you do have a problem with it, I got a fix for it. Yeah, if you ever had that problem, but
we got somebody that pressed one. We got a caller, Dr. Vision.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Caller with the last four digits 9644. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? I'm Jay calling from Georgia. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm all right, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Just living and learning. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Anything you want to ask us, brother? You want to tell us?
Oh, I mean, I could get into it. And I don't want you guys to take me the wrong way. You guys seem like nice guys or whatever, so I'll just say it. When it comes to the whole business aspect, and when it comes to people, doing what they got to do for their life and their family, I don't understand what all the hatred's about, because there's certain people that look like certain people that make it, and then there's certain people that look like certain people that don't make it. So my only question is, what happens to the one – how is it that some of them is able to make it and some of them don't make it? And my only thing that I've been realizing is that the ones that make it don't hate other people and blame them for their problems. The people that make it actually overcome and handle their business. And the ones that don't make it and handle their business, they sit back broke. They sit back in all this sad mindset
that they got, you know what I'm saying?
And they sit there and they manifest in it.
Let's not talk in generalities. What exactly are you talking about?
I'm talking about
some people look like
somebody.
Some people look like somebody else. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm talking about people in general, but most of the time what I see nowadays is everybody thinks it's groups, right? So, and I think that's wrong. I think everybody should think as an individual. But nowadays we're seeing more of the people thinking like groups. They have group identities and all these things nowadays. It's very crazy because the individual thought process is lost.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Does America operate when it goes and takes over other people's countries as individuals, or do they get it as a group and take it?
What does that mean?
Do you put on a uniform? Do you know this country has an army? a Navy.
Yeah,
Air
I wish
Force.
I wish I would have been a part of it, man, but I didn't do that. I wish I would have been a part of that though.
Okay, so is that individual or a group?
Well, individually thinking, you don't have to join the Army. If you do join it, then you're of course part of a group. Absolutely.
I'm saying what
but
I'm saying is that
you had a choice
America,
to make though. Yeah.
America acts as a group. That's why it has an army.
I agree with you. I think no. Matter of fact, I think we
now,
should act like a group, but we're separated by different classes of groups in this country, and so nobody thinks
how,
like an American.
That,
they
how,
think
how
like,
did that happen?
Like them.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
Because people don't know no better.
That's a damn lie. You know that's a damn lie. They did it because
really
they could exploit somebody. You know it because they could. They did it because
so
white
people
folks
thought
did it
as
to
individuals,
exploit
would
black
a group
people.
Be able to tell them what to think?
No. America was built on slavery. Do you know that?
No, only a few states in the South had slaves, and people living nowadays never had slaves like that, so nobody's ever been through that. That's all trash.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If I come and steal everything out of your damn house, your money,
right.
your car,
you'll get shot.
Steal everything.
Oh, you'll get shot.
Oh, no, hold on. No.
Definitely.
And don't get shot.
No, you will
Are
get
you
shot
saying,
in my house.
No, hold
will.
But let's say that I have an army. Let's say I have an army.
You
and
can
you
bring
can't
whoever
shoot
you want.
Me because you don't have an army. And you can't shoot me because you don't have an army. I got an army. I come as an army and take
you
everything
have an
you
army,
got.
But bullets stop armies, brother. Like, that's why I love the Second
but,
Amendment, because we have
no,
a right
no,
to kill
you
anybody
what,
to come
yeah,
in our house.
Look,
spread, brother.
Listen very carefully. You saying me that somebody takes something from you that is okay?
No, if I let somebody take something from me, that's not okay.
No, I say if somebody takes something from you and they get away, then you say it's okay?
How would they get away if I handled it?
Brother, I asked you, if they get away, are you going to say it's okay?
But I'm asking you, how would they get away if I'm in charge? How would they do that?
Well, you might not be home that day.
Okay. And?
So it's
then
okay that they
the
stole your shit?
And so what?
So it's okay. No. Let's say that they own the court process.
Who owns the court process?
I said, let's say the ones who stole your stuff own the court process.
Now, what is this right now? Like, who owns the
it's
court
America.
Process, my man?
It's America
owns the court process?
Oh, don't you know that America owns the court process?
Right. Aren't we all Americans?
Who do you think owns it? Are we?
Yes, sir, we very much are. Well, the problem is we
let
government get out of control. That's the only problem we had. We shouldn't have let them get as powerful as they are because they were supposed to be very small.
Let me explain something to you. I've been out here for a long time fighting for black people.
And how'd that turn up?
But my latest fight was trying to help black farmers in the black farmer lawsuit. Against the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Huh?
What happened with that, brother?
What happened?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. They didn't give the money to the black farmers.
Who didn't give the money?
They gave the money to what?
Who didn't give the money to the black farmers?
The government. The government.
The government? Okay, so it's not white people, it's the government, right? So the government didn't give them the money. Why'd
the
they need money from the government?
Because your tax money
goes
to the
government. Why do they need money from
the
government?
Hold it. Your tax money goes to the government.
Yeah, I wish it didn't, though. That's why. That's what I'm fighting for. I wish it didn't.
So
we need smaller government, man.
The government gave the money to white farmers and not black farmers.
What do you mean? I know white farmers. They don't have that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you.
I know black farmers
you,
and white farmers, they
I'm
have the same
you,
issue.
There's something called government subsidies. You ever heard of that before?
No.
You ever heard of government subsidies?
No.
Look it up on Google. The government gave subsidies to your tax money and subsidized white farmers.
What does that mean exactly, though? I'm not understanding. I'm not trying to be facetious. I really just don't understand. Like, what does that mean exactly? I really just don't understand. I'm trying to figure out.
If you would let me tell you, I will give you an example.
Yes, sir.
Please,
right yeah.
You don't
yes,
know.
Sir, please,
you don't know. Right. You don't know the history. You don't know the history. So
well,
I'm
I know
to
the
give
history,
you the
but
history.
I don't know about today. I'm confused.
No, you don't. How do you? You just told me you don't know about subsidies. If you don't know about government subsidies to farmers,
so what are
you
they?
Don't know the history.
Well, no, what are subsidies to farmers? I don't understand.
Subsidies means is if the farmer don't make enough money to live, the government kicks in. You ever heard of welfare?
Yeah, it's all trash. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
The government subsidizes certain industries and certain people who the government, people in the government who control it.
Who let them do that?
To make it.
Who let them do that? Yeah, who accepted that from the government? Who accepted that from the government? Who did that?
Who accepted the money from the government?
Yes, sir. Who did that?
The white farmers did.
But you said the black farmers were something. So who accepted it? Because I know a lot of white farmers that don't do that. Their product's good.
Listen very carefully. The U.S. Department of Agriculture every year gives out billions of dollars to keep certain farms going. They gave out billions of dollars every year to keep white farms going. They didn't give that to the black farmers. Even money that was set aside. So what?
I said, really?
Yes, really. And so the black farmers went to court. The black farmers went to court.
And what happened there?
Because they were discriminated against.
Well, okay, no, what happened in the courts? And what was said and what happened and what was the cases? I don't understand.
They did not give the money to those black farmers. They gave the money to somebody else and not those black farmers. And
so let me get it straight. When the government loans money out to people, though, right? When the government loans money out to people, though, right? They're trying to deal with people that could pay the payments off. Am I right?
I said subsidy. A subsidy is not a loan.
Yeah, but don't somebody got to pay that off? Don't the farmers got to pay that off, though, when somebody lends them money?
No, they don't have to pay that back. You did with your tax money. The farmers who get the subsidy do not have to give the money back. It is a payment from the government that's like a welfare payment. Do the welfare recipient have to give the money back? It's a payment from the government.
Not at all.
Okay, well, farmers,
you know, farmers do actually put in work, though. They have to go
Farmers got that same thing from the government, but the government gave it to the white farmers and not the black farmers. And as the cost of production.
How do you know that?
Brother.
Was it three people? Was it 100? I don't know. I don't understand. Like, who told you that?
Why don't you do this, brother? Why don't you go to MuhammadFarms.com? MuhammadFarms.com.
You said Muhammad?
M-U-H-A.
Brother Jay, how'd you find out about us, Brother Jay?
I'm not going to lie to you, big dog. I was literally just randomly scrolling through Bog Talk. I feel like your conversation was interesting, so I called in, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I've never heard of you guys before, and I'm not trying to be bad or mean or anything like that. I'm really just asking questions to get a better understanding. I don't want nobody to take me wrong. That's all it is.
And that's okay. But I want to let you give the premise of our show. Our show is called the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. It's our premise that it's time for black people to leave and leave under the control of Caucasian people and build their own communities. Now, if you want
to –
So what you can do is we'd love to have you back next week. It's our show is every Thursday at 7. Yes. We're down to the last 6 minutes. And so if you can call back next week and if you look at our page, we have a website and you can click and find out more about us. And we love for you to do a little research so you can ask a specific question. It's not good for the conversation It's not good for the conversation.
Well, you're saying stuff that's not true. That's why I interrupted.
If you don't know, how can you say I'm not telling the truth? Call back next week, Brother Jay.
Yes, sir. So next week, Brother Jay, if you can call in And check us out. Go to our website. Do a little research on us. Go to MuhammadFarms.com and then ask a specific question, and we'd be happy to entertain you then. Okay. So we're down to the last 5 minutes. That was a very interesting call. Brother Jay was just browsing, and he saw time to leave, and he didn't know. I got the impression he said it. He didn't know what our show was about, and he wanted to get in the conversation. However, he did not let Dr. Ridgely finish what he was saying.
Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir.
Brother Carlton. The brother knew what our conversation was about to the point he started off his conversation by saying, I don't know what this is all about by some people who look like somebody and other people look like somebody. He know we talking about black and white.
I agree.
So,
yes, sir.
So what? He was playing games from the beginning. He tried to act like he don't understand. This is what we are dealing with right now with our people. Our people are not ignorant. Our people do not want to understand because they do not want to separate, and they do not want to change the lifestyle that they're living in with the white man. They can do what they want to do in terms of sick stuff, you know, chase women, chase men, drink liquor, smoke, do all type of crazy stuff, try to shyster people. They don't want to live in a righteous community anymore. Many of them don't want to work. They don't have skills. It's like we just talked. They don't want to work. They just want to get over. And so when we say that we want to separate from that and build, instead of them just telling, well, listen, I don't want to separate because I don't want to work and I don't want to do right, they're going to come and say, well, we are not telling the truth about the reality that we live in. They're going to try to make us explain over and over again to that thing which they already know. So therefore, they know where you're going with something and try to throw something in so that you can't even finish your conversation. So, yeah, I get loud on people like that because they're playing games with me, man. Their brother came in acting like it ain't a black and white issue. It's just some people who look like this versus people who look like that. What are you talking about, man? So we thank the serious people who want to build something different, and we want those people to come and help us build something different. We don't want the people who don't want to come. If you don't want to separate.
That's it. I was just about to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you don't want to separate, we're not trying to make you separate to come with us. If you don't want to come with us, we sure don't want you with us. We want you with them. But if you want to be with us, we can build something. All we're looking for is those people who want to do something together in a righteous manner. And you say, well, can I be Christian? If you're a strong enough Christian that you're also a Muslim and you can deal with Islam and our faith, then fine. But if you come up in here with wishy-washy stuff and you're a traitor to yourself and your people, we're going to find you out, and it's going to be very embarrassing for you. Because we are trying to do that which we were not brought over here to do. We were not brought over here to be free. We are brought over here to be a slave forever. We're no longer accepting that. Well, now we are going to be free in a territory of our own.
Yes, sir. And on that note, we're down to the last minute. Is that your closing statement, Dr. Ridgely?
That's my closing statement.
Praise be to Allah. So, brothers and sisters, check out our Facebook page and check out our website to find out what we're going to have for next week's show. And once again, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having you all next week. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Won't you help me understand your
ignorance?
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed.
Uh-huh.
Down and out, losing ground.
Yeah.
Although I am black and brown. Out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother.
for another.